Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Parak Dalid of Masechta Sukkah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey. So we said that you take Dalid Minim on the first day of Sukkot, even if it's Shabbos, and we said how they would do it. They would bring it to the shul on Erev Shabbos, and they would identify, they would come early on Shabbos morning and identify their own Lulav. So Mitzvah Lulav Ketzad, how do they do the Mitzvah of Lulav on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash? I mean, we discussed bringing it to Batei Knesios. What about in the Beis HaMikdash? Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shchalios B'Shabbos. If the first day of Yom Tov fell out on Shabbos, Molichin Es Lulavim Har Habayis. Everyone will bring their lulavim, all the aluminim, to the Har Habayis before Shabbos. VaChazan Mekablim Nehem V'Sodin Rosan Al Gabi Itztava. And the Chazanim would take the lulavim, meaning the people who worked in the Beis HaMikdash would take the lulavim, and they would put them on the row of benches outside of the that surrounded the Har Habayis. VaZakena Manichin Es Shalhen B'Lishcha. But elderly people that would get trampled on and pushed around would take their lulavim and put them in a special room that was just for that people, for that purpose, and they could hopefully safely retrieve them in the morning without getting pushed around, shoved, trampled on by other people. Umalam de Mosam Lomar, and they would tell everybody to say, Kol mi shemagia lulavi biyado, harehu lo b'matana. Anyone who gets my lulav, I am hereby giving it to him as a gift, because people might take lulavim that belong to somebody else, and on the first day of Yantif, it needs to be lachem. You need to be the owner of your lulav. So the machar mashkimin ubani. And the next day on Shabbos, they came to the Beis HaMikdash early in the morning. And the chazanim, the people who worked there, would throw all the lulavim in front of them. But didn't work out so well because people were fighting over lulavim and they were grabbing and they were hitting each other. And Bezin saw that this is no good. This is becoming dangerous. So they just said, you know what? Everyone just do the mitzvah at home. We're not going to do the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash. It is not worth the sakana. Now, Mishnah Hay describes the mitzvah of Arava. Mitzvah Sarava Ketzad. How would they do the mitzvah of Arava? Makom Matam Yerushalayim Benikra Motza. There was a place below Yerushalayim called Motza, at a lower elevation, where Aravas grew a lot. Yordan l'sham umalakten misham murbiyo shal Arava. The Shluchei Beis Din would go down there and they would gather big, big Aravas branches and they would bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Ubayin v'zokav v'nosan b'tzidei hamizbeach, and they would lean them up against the side of the mizbeach. V'rashein kfuf v'nal gabei hamizbeach, and the tops of these Aravas were bent over on top of the mizbeach. Takuv v'ritmi, which means they were obviously very, very tall. The roof of the mizbeach was 8 amos above the yisod of the mizbeach, and plus there was a keren hamizbeach, which was another ama of height. So it was 9 amos above the yisod hamizbeach, and the aravos would have to be longer than those 9 amos, even though they were placed on the yisod, in order to reach the top of the keren, because they didn't extend straight; they were sort of slanted a little bit. So since the aravos were 11 amos long, which was slightly less than the 2 amos that were needed for it to curve over the top of the keren and the mizbeach. So that's what they were. They had to be really long, like 11 amma long aravos that they needed. So takuv ariva takuv. They would then blow a tkiah trua and a tkiah in the trumpets as a way of expressing a great sense of simcha. So b'chol yom akivna mizbeach pamachas ve'omrim. Each day of Sukkot, except for the seventh day, they went around the mizbeach one time and they would say, Ana Hashem Hoshiyana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and Rabbi Yehuda says they would say, Ani Vaho Hoshiyana, Vosa Yom Akivna Zvech Sheva Pavim. But on that day, they went around 7 times. Vishas Pitras Mahin Omrim, when they would leave after doing the mitzvah of Arava, on the seventh day, what did they say? Yofi l'cham mizbeach, yofi l'cham mizbeach. That the beauty of this Arava ceremony is for you, mizbeach. The beauty is for you, mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, l'cha u'l'cham mizbeach, l'cha u'l'cham mizbeach. Ta Hashem, we acknowledge, and to you, we express a certain level of praise. And they would say that twice about the mizbeach. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet, we learned that the mitzvah of lulav on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag that fell out on Shabbos, they would bring the lulavim to Har HaBayis, and everyone would and they would arrange them on the Itztava, and the Zakenim would have a special place where they kept theirs. But they would tell everybody, just say whoever gets mine is gonna, I'm giving it to them as a matana, because it needs to be lachem. But it didn't work out because everyone started beating each other up. So Beis Din just said that eventually that they should just take Dalin Minim in their own homes. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that the mitzvah of Arava was that the Shluchei Beis Din would gather these really, really tall Aravos from a lower elevation near Yerushalayim, and they would stand it up on the sides of the Mizbeach, on the Yisor of the Mizbeach, to the point that it overhung the Mizbeach. And every day of Sukkot, they would go around the Mizbeach one time saying, Ana Hashem Hoshiana, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana, or Rabbi Yehuda says, Ani Vaho Hoshiana. But on the seventh day, they would go around the Mizbeach seven times. And then when they would take leave of the Mizbeach, they would either say, Yofi Lecha Mizbeach, Yofi Lecha Mizbeach, or Rabbi Lezer says, they would say, Lecha Ulecha Mizbeach, Lecha Ulecha Mizbeach. Okay, so next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav.